Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show. This is Radio Now. You guys okay over there? You're getting a little crazy. It's a little too early for all this.
I was making fart noises in the mic before Joe turned the mic up, so I was just sitting here going...
But
I was doing that.
It also reminds me of that episode
from
SpongeBob
where they get stuck at rock bottom.
At rock bottom. And
Duke,
they have...
I feel like I'm stuck at rock bottom in my radio career. Like this... This is the peak. This is what I've been working so hard for. That's all I get. All right.
You're lucky to have us.
Oh, trust me. I've been told that. All right. Listen, we like to make jokes here, as you can tell on the Joe and Alex Show, but I want to throw a little friendly warning because these are 0-for-2 stories that I've heard just this week involving bombs and not being a good idea. A woman was arrested for making a stupid joke about a bomb at a Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. The woman boarding the flight with her boyfriend, that's what she was doing, when a flight attendant noticed a bag stuck in the overhead bin. When she asked, "Hey, who does that belong to?" the woman said there was a bomb in the bag.
Ugh. Dumb.
The plane was evacuated and the terminal was closed while a bomb squad checked the area. She later admitted to cops she made a stupid joke and has been charged with making a false report of a bomb. Mm. Okay, that was really dumb right there.
She'll probably never be able to fly again.
No, and you know what? You know how mad I'd be, like, have to get off that flight, wait. We had a kid when I grew up in Michigan, and we went to Toronto, Canada. Like, I think it was 7th grade field trip, something like that, or 6th grade. So it was really cool. We were gone for a few days, and we really enjoyed it. Coming back into the U.S. from the border, they're like, is there anybody that's, you know, an illegal alien or something like that? No, they really asked that, and he's like... He's like, I'm an alien from outer space.
Oh, my God.
Carl. Thanks, Carl, because we spent 3 dang hours at the border because you had to say you're an alien from outer space.
See, dang. Like, anyone could tell that that kid was making a joke, though.
And UFOs can go right over walls.
Okay, and the final bomb joke going terrible. Well, this one happened at a Home Depot. Apparently... A bathroom warning was mistaken for a bomb threat.
Customer here apparently made what may have been a bomb threat.
KWCH reports a bomb threat at a Home Depot store in Kansas turned out to be a big misunderstanding. Someone at the store in Wichita called 911 after a customer reported they'd overheard the threat in the store's restroom. Police investigated. They say it turns out a guy said, quote, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up." I'll leave it to you to put 2 and 2 together. Talk about taking every threat serious to a whole new level as well. Another witness said they took the remark as a joke.
Oh, I just told you that earlier today, poor chap. I'm like, dude, I'm about to go blow up the bathroom.
I knew what you meant, though.
I'm about to go up in there and do my thing.
One time I accidentally said bomb in an airport, and my friends were so upset. We were going for spring break to Fort Lauderdale. And she was like, hurry up. Like, we were trying to get stuff out of our bag because it was too heavy. And I was like, I mean, it's not like I have a bomb in here. And my friends were like, no, stop.
Get out of
that.
Here.
And then we were in security. I was like, I don't understand, like, what the big deal. Like, I just made a bomb joke. And they're like, literally stop saying the word bomb.
Should have just said spring break, Jaeger bombs.